HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Nervous Systems, Brain Science in the Early Cold War by Andreas Killen. Read by Graham Halstead. To the memory of my father and to my mother for taking such good care of him. Preface. Experiments on Consciousness. The resort town of Sainte-Marguerite-du-Lac-Mâcon, Quebec, is located in the Laurentian Mountains about an hour's drive north of Montreal. It has long been a vacation destination for the inhabitants of that city. It was in that picturesque setting, in late summer 1953, that a group of leading scientists from Europe and North America gathered to take part in a symposium devoted to the topic Brain Mechanisms and Consciousness. During that week-long gathering, representatives from the fields of neurophysiology, neurosurgery, psychology, and psychiatry, along with a lone psychoanalyst, met in a large chalet called the Alpine Inn to present their work and discuss the current state of a field that was then undergoing dramatic change. Though dominated by North Americans, the group was transatlantic in composition, including figures from France, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, and one from Japan. Among those gathered in what the published proceedings called this inspiring mountain setting were several in particular who are central to the story told in this book. They included the eminent neurosurgeon Wilder Penfield of the Montreal Neurological Institute, best known for his pioneering work on the treatment of patients suffering from epilepsy. Also present was his colleague, the psychologist Donald O. Hebb of McGill University in Montreal, an occasional collaborator of Penfield and the author of the recently published book The Organization of Behavior, 1949. Later recognized as a founding text of modern neuroscience, claimed by some to be second in importance in the history of biology, only to Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species. From the United States came a diverse group that included the Harvard neurophysiologist Robert Morrison and the Yale psychoanalyst Lawrence Kuby, another central figure in this story. The United Kingdom was represented by two men, Edgar Adrian, a 1932 Nobel laureate in physiology, and W. Gray Walter, both closely associated with the development of electroencephalography, EEG, one of the revolutionary medical technologies of the era. Through its readings of brainwave activity, EEG had opened up new pathways for the diagnosis and treatment of epilepsy, the uncanny disease long seen as a form of sacred possession, which was fully recognized as a disorder of the brain only in the 20th century. Gray Walter, the last of this book's main protagonists, was the most colorful presence at the symposium. A scientific maverick based at the Burden Neurological Institute in Bristol, England, he was a neurophysiologist, cybernetician, and science fiction author and the inventor of Flicker, a method of triggering epileptic seizures by means of strobe, or rhythmically flashing light. Walter's 1953 book, The Living Brain, has an important place in this story. It did more to introduce mid-century brain science to the public than any other single work, and its account of Flicker went on to enjoy a strange prominence within the 1960s counterculture. The Laurentian Symposium was dominated by discussion of the implications of recent research that, by shedding new light on the integrative action occurring in the brain, had inspired reconsideration of the relationship between brain and mind. In the words of one participant, the central question of the proceedings was to clarify how conscious experience may be related to neuronal mechanisms in the intricate circuits of the brain. Speakers explored this question in papers on such topics as memory, learning, perception and attention, sleep and wakefulness, and illnesses ranging from epilepsy to schizophrenia. Though it was hardly possible for the participants in the symposium to foresee the later emergence of neuroscience, a term first coined in the 1960s, they shared a belief that recent developments in their fields had brought the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?